It's Croctober, and what that means is that every day this week, we're going to be featuring another crockpot recipe that you submitted. It's Anna and Raven. Joining us, it's Chef Plum from the Food Network, our dear friend. Plum, being a real chef, do you use crockpots?
Right. Are you offended by its even nature, its mention around you?
I love crockpots. I think they're a great way to cook. And by the way, Croctober sounds like Raven's brand new tattoo he's getting. I can't wait.
Well, it's going to be somewhere illicit, so you won't see it.
Listen, the crockpot actually cooks in the method called braising, right? So braising means you're cooking in a flavorful liquid at a low temperature for a long period of time.
So you can't screw it up?
Listen, it is pretty hard to mess up when using the crock pot. It really is. It's okay to throw those cheap cuts of meat in there. You can grab that tougher than a $2 steak you can buy from the store and put in the crock pot and let it go, because that long period of time you're cooking will break it down and make it nice and tender. So don't be afraid to put those cheap cuts of meat inside of your crock pot.
What's the difference between like the low and the high setting? I never know if it makes a difference or not.
What a fantastic question. I can't wait to answer it. I'm so glad you asked me. The low setting is not very hot. The high setting is much hotter than the low setting.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, like, does it change the flavor? You know what I meant?
I want it to taste better, so I'm going to cook it on the low setting. No, listen, it just depends on the temperature you want to cook it at. Generally, if I'm cooking something for a long time in my house, I'm going to cook it on low. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to cook something in 4 hours, maybe I'll put it on the high setting.
4 hours on high. I mean, it really is an inferno in there.
That's all it is. Listen, and that's going to just tear everything up. The other thing you want to do with these guys is don't be afraid to trim off some of those excess fat pieces that maybe you might leave on if you were grilling. What happens is that stuff starts to break down and adds way more fat to the liquid itself, and it's also going to create more liquid in the pan. So don't be afraid to cut down some of those fat pieces. You know, that little lumbar fat. I'm using those big culinary words like lumbar. I know it sounds gross. It's better than leaf lard. It's another culinary word, but
weird.
Cut that excess fat off. Put it right in there.
You know, every time my wife did that, I thought she was just being cruel. Turns out that you are also the same kind of evil.
Well, I don't know if I call it evil. It just calls it, you know, easier cleanup.
So wait, so you're supposed to put the fat in or you're not supposed to put the fat in?
Well, I'm not going to cook with that. And again, it depends on what we're talking about, what kind of meat we're talking about here. If I'm cooking a short rib, I will trim it up a little bit. If I'm cooking pork belly, I'm leaving it all on there. That's where the flavor is on it. But on a short rib, you want to make a delicious sauce that happens in the bottom of the crock pot. I don't want that thing coated with an inch and a half of fat on top of it.
Any other tips for the crock pot?
Use those cheaper cuts of meat. Don't be afraid to do it. One of the best things you can do is grab a whole chicken, some carrots, some onions, some celery, a little garlic, salt and pepper, throw all of it into the crock pot. When you come home, you'll have a great soup all ready to go. It's perfect.
You got to put water in there too, though. You forgot that. See, somebody like me, you have to mention that. Otherwise, I won't know.
I actually don't put water in it. I'm going to let it go on its own, let it cook in its own juices, and then maybe add water at the end.
Wow.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Wow, look at that. He shut you down.
Oh, I thought it would just blow up in flames. I had no idea.
You just got hit with a skillet upside the head.
Yeah. Well, listen, here's what happens. So you got to think about it. If you put liquid in there, right, that means it can't get any hotter than 212 degrees. Ready? I'm going to be Mr. Lion's Whiz for you when it comes to culinary food. When you put liquid in, it can't get any hotter than 212. Anna, do you know why?
No.
At 212 degrees, that's when water turns to vapor. So it can't get any hotter than 212 degrees. And if it's going to turn to vapor, that's what makes reduction happen. That's what makes it like go down and like make the sauce thicker. But it can't go anywhere because it's covered. So it essentially starts a rainstorm inside of the crock pot because the water goes to the top of the lid and then rains back down the product, which means it can't get any hotter than 212.
I think the lesson that we learned here, Anna, is don't ever correct Chef Plum again.
No.
Because he will slap you with science.
Well, here's the one thing I know. He's a much better chef than I'll ever be.
It's Croctober. Come on. I'm crock potting it every day.